Philips Tempur-Pedic air detergent kit. It is, it is. 08-27-2025. Dictation is for Ms. Josefina, Josefina Lopez. Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Josefina spells J-O-S-E-F-I-N-A. Date of birth is 03-19-1987. 38-year-old female here with bilateral foot pain and headache, period. Next paragraph. The patient stated she has a history of diabetes. She currently takes metformin, glipizide, and was advised that her pain is stemming from her poor control of her diabetes, and said this was told to her by another provider and is here essentially for a second opinion, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were all reviewed. Patient has diabetes. She has hypercholesterolemia. No surgical history. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 116/80. Pulse 97. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck pharyngeal motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Pre next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Pre next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory, respiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, penis paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, penis paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, penis paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, or bullae, penis paragraph. Extremities, no deformities, no edema, neurovascularly intact, no. She has some tenderness in the region of the anterior and posterior surfaces of bilateral lower extremities, but there's no edema, no venous cord. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is peripheral neuropathy. Assessment number two is diabetes control, poor studies, poor control, period. Next paragraph. Hypercholesterolemia. Next paragraph, we use a finger stick today. A patient's sugar is 197. She and I had a lengthy discussion about glucose control, and she was educated on the effects of elevated glucose on her nerves, and she says she understands and will comply. She would take her medicine exactly as prescribed, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following gabapentin, 300 milligrams. She would take one pill BID for 30 days. Number 60, she was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse, if the medication is not working. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, and a patient.